This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This show is sponsored by Cocoon Weaver. Hi, clubbers. We've written a book. It's called Have You Tried This? It's out on February the 15th, 2024, and it's by Welbeck Publishing. It has chapters on confidence, on self-love, on relationships, on boundaries.
Work-life balance, calm, physical health. It's a one-stop shop for self-care.
It's available right now on pre-order. Be the first to get your copy. Link is in our show notes. Like to say your name? Or should we guess who you are?
I reckon people that listen know my name.
That, my friends, is Nicole Goodman.
But you know, nobody else in a regular podcast I listen to, they don't always introduce themselves.
They don't. They do in the ones I listen to.
Who does that?
Hi, I'm Chelsea Frillis and I'm Lauren Garoni. They do that.
Who's that?
Every Outfit.
Right.
Cat Farmer does it. Maz.
Right.
They all do it.
They don't all do it. They don't do it on two T's in a pod. Oh, no, they do.
Yeah, it's quite normal to say your name. My name's Lauren Mishcon, and this is your weekly wellness roundup. We're bringing all the happenings in the world of self-care, wellness news, TikTok trends, what's Gwynnie up to now, our film, book, TV, podcast recommendations, a bit of gossip, some nonsense, and more.
And lots of energy coming from your way, which I'm absolutely delighted about because I have none.
Shall I chuck some your way?
Please.
Shall I osmose it to you?
Yeah.
Are you exhausted because it's been your birthday?
Maybe.
Your birthday.
It has been my birthday. I'm now 47. I'm now closer to 50 than I am to anything else. Well, apart from 48 and 49.
A whole nother year around the sun for you.
Yep. 47.
Yeah. How does that
feel? But I've got a trick now. So what I do, like in the months leading up to my birthday, I just start saying I'm that year older. So by the time it comes to my birthday, I don't feel
like it's
not
a
big jump.
I like that. Maybe I should try that because it's my birthday in 2 weeks.
But you're not brilliant with your age.
No.
You're worse with your age than I am.
Terrible with my age.
Well, I don't understand that.
I just would like to have stopped at 36. No, well, not stopped, but you know, paused.
But those things aren't possible.
I know.
And also it means you're then...
age or die, that's the option really, isn't it?
Don't you think it's better to age?
Yeah, up to a point. But I don't want to go on forever. I don't want to go on forever.
Yeah, but you're going to be 46, so do you want to get a grip? If you were turning 86, okay.
Yeah, 86.
Or even not, because I know some very fit, mobile, active 86-year-olds.
I think if you're fit and mobile and active and you're with it in mind and body, great, sail on.
Yeah.
But if you're not, no thanks.
Listen, I know some 96-year-olds. I do. I'm going to use it as a flex. It is. And they are great.
Mm.
The only problem for them is that all their friends have passed away.
I was just about to say that, like everyone's dead.
So they get quite lonely.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like much fun.
That's not, it's a shame, isn't it? Because they're actually very with it, very young-minded. They're great. But I always feel a bit bad for them because they don't have that many people to see.
I hear that. Mm. Do you want to tell everyone what we did together on your birthday? Because it's kind of a review.
Lauren took me out for my birthday and it was so gorgeous.
We had fun.
We really did. We went to see Gwyneth Goes Skiing.
Yeah.
And it's at a little theatre in Islington. And it's a little bit, it's these two guys. One is dressed up as Gwyneth and one is dressed up as, what's his name?
Dr. Terry Sanderson, the ophthalmologist.
Yeah.
Not an optician.
And it is so stupid and so funny. And all the in-jokes of Gwyneth Paltrow running throughout the whole show. So you have to be a Gwyneth fan to really get it.
You do.
And it was thoroughly enjoyable.
It's the musical of the Gwyneth Paltrow.
Really, a musical. It's like a couple of songs.
Yeah,
it didn't even need the songs.
It really didn't. It was the story of the ski trial. You know, in 2016, I think it was, when someone skied into someone. Either she skied into him or he skied into her, and then there was a whole lawsuit. And it is the story of that. Very camp. Very silly, very fun. We drank a whole bottle of wine in the middle of the day.
We did.
I was ruined by the time I got home.
Were you?
I was fit for nothing.
I was actually okay. You know what? I'm ruined now.
Oh, interesting. You've got delayed reaction.
Because I went out on the Friday night as well with my family, and I ordered a bottle of wine, and I thought there was, five adults at the table. So I thought everyone would have a glass, and nobody did, apart from my sister's boyfriend. So we ended up... And he wasn't drinking very much.
Oh.
So I probably drank 3/4 of a bottle.
Okay. Oh, God.
Then had a bottle of wine the next day.
Yes.
And then yesterday and today, I just feel, ugh.
Okay, well, that would explain it. Now, I just sat on the sofa and Ollie looked at me and said, I think we're getting Indian takeaway. I was like, that is a great choice.
As opposed to?
Me doing any form of being in the kitchen and making dinner.
No, you don't cook on a Saturday, do you?
I don't normally anyway, but it was like, I wasn't even up to scrambled eggs. It was like, he just looked at me and was like, yeah. I'm just going to get my phone out and order dinner.
That's the problem with drinking in the day.
Oh, daytime drinking is, unless you're on holiday and you can just nap, it's not great.
It does make you feel rubbish. And then I met my husband afterwards in Selfridges.
Yeah.
So I had a new sort of burst of energy. Yeah. We sort of had a wander around Selfridges for a couple of hours and then went to the Brasserie of Light for dinner.
Nice.
That was nice. And by that point, I was like, and I'm over the alcohol.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No alcohol.
Yeah.
I'm just going to, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sit here and nap.
No, you're not.
You are going to have to, you're going to have to lead the show.
Present the show on my own. Okay, let's talk about TV.
Awake for this.
Right. I started watching something. I texted you, please watch One Day on Netflix. You're welcome. You got in. We've both finished all 14 episodes. Please regale
me. I think you sent it to me on Saturday.
The day it came out.
What day was that? Friday?
Friday. Saturday? Okay, so before we dive in, One Day is based on the 2009 novel by David Nichols, and there was also a film adaptation.
Which I had read.
It's a wonderful book.
It was one of those very popular summer reads, wasn't it, that everyone read.
It's 23 years ago the book came out, and then there was a film in 2011 with Anne Hathaway, and it is the story of Dexter and Emma, who we see every year
on the same
for 20 years, always on the 15th of July on St. Swithin's Day. So we pop into their lives once a year for 20 years, and it is the story of their relationship.
And it's lovely how each episode is the next year and it sort of catches you up on what's been going on in the last year. It's just a beautiful unfolding of their friendship.
Yeah.
And it is a joy, and it is very much like Normal People. Was it the same director as Normal People?
It's the same writer.
Same writer as Normal People. And I laughed and I cried and cried and cried because it's just so heartfelt and touching and moving and sweet. And I'm a wreck today.
It's 14 episodes and...
I think I have a one day hangover.
Oh, maybe.
That's what I have.
Yeah, maybe. It was. I texted you when I finished and I said, I've finished, I'm destroyed.
Yeah, you did. And I understand.
Yeah. Dexter's played by Leo Woodle, who is in the second series of White Lotus.
Gorgeous.
And
what a beautiful actor.
Fabulous actor. And Emma is, I cannot remember her name. She's a wonderful actress.
Anvika something.
She was in This Is Going to Hurt. She played Shruti, a doctor. And she was fabulous in that. They're both brilliant.
The whole cast are great.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing more I can recommend on TV this week.
And
than
we don't
want
to say too much and go into it because we want you to watch it at home. So go watch it. You are welcome. It's an absolute joy. I've got something else I've watched on TV.
What?
Oh, it was absolutely wonderful. And it's called The Greatest Night in Pop. It's on Netflix. And it is a documentary about the night that they made the single.
We are the world.
Shala.
We are the children. That one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Lionel Richie's interviewed, Cyndi Lauper's interviewed, Bruce Springsteen's interviewed.
Oh.
And it is, I think, one of the most iconic things I've ever seen because it was full of the biggest rock stars in the world.
Love it.
On this one day. And it is just amazing.
Okay, that does sound really good.
It's really fun. Watch it with Ollie.
Okay.
It's joyful.
Thanks for that.
The
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
I've got some TikTok trends for you.
Okay.
Oh my God, I've got three.
Oh.
Ready? Oh.
Yes, go on.
One, the Sleepy Girl Mocktail.
I feel like that's me today.
The Sleepy Girl Mocktail.
Well, that's what I need. What is it?
It's a homemade remedy featuring magnesium, tart cherry juice and prebiotic soda. And it's being...
tart cherry juice. Yeah. Has to be tart.
Has to be tart, yes.
I would imagine cherry juice is tart.
Maybe not if it's like really sugary, like cherry aid kind of thing.
No, but like a pure cherry juice.
I have to say, I absolutely despise anything fruit flavoured apart from actual fruit, like especially cherry, like a cherry sweet makes me want to retch.
I love a cherry sweet.
I cannot stand that flavour. So I love a cherry, a fresh cherry.
So you don't drink orange juice or apple juice?
No, I don't like any...
Anything pureed?
No, anything that's fruit flavoured apart from fruit. Actual real fruit, fine, but fruit-flavoured anything, yuck, 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 yuck.
But a strawberry yoghurt?
No. Oh my God, no. And strawberry ice cream
strawberry
is my
jam.
Worst. Jam? Yeah. But jam is actual real fruit.
All right, you know what? No one cares. Right?
Anyway,
just move on to what this is. You're like getting
You're right.
Really into
I really
that.
Could go into
Let's
that.
Let's pull ourselves away from the absolute monotony of this conversation.
It's being touted as a natural sleep aid, and the ingredients are known for their calming and relaxation-inducing properties. So it's three ingredients, tart cherry juice, known for its high amounts of melatonin, which is the sleepy hormone, magnesium, which is associated
God, I
with
didn't
relaxation.
Know that about tart yep. cherry juice.
And prebiotic soda.
Every day is a school day.
Isn't it just? So okay. Despite the claims made on TikTok, the effectiveness as a sleep aid remains a topic of debate.
Of course it does. And isn't it just the magnesium that helps you, really?
I was literally just thinking that.
And the magnesium helps you with so many other things apart from sleep. Helps you with recovery.
It's really good for you. Don't you have magnesium baths, like salts?
Yeah.
You can get the salt.
And it helps you. Doesn't it help you stay hydrated?
I think it's just generally really good for you.
You just need to like down that, Lauren.
Yeah, I'll be drinking some. I mean, for me, I wouldn't touch it, but it's very big on TikTok. The Sleepy Girl Mocktail.
How do you know it's big on TikTok? Have you been all over TikTok searching for these things?
Well, I do always have a rummage.
You have a rummage
yeah.
on TikTok?
Yeah.
Do you?
A little rummage.
And what do you type in? Trends? Yeah. Wellness trends?
Yeah, TikTok trend, life hack, wellness hack. What's trending? That kind
What's
of thing.
What's trending?
Yeah. Mm. Here's another one. Lemon underarms.
Just can't
lemon underarms. Users on TikTok have shared videos of themselves using...
Don't do it if you've shaved. Don't stick a lemon if you've shaved.
Using lemons to brighten their underarms and as a natural deodorant.
Brighten them. What do you mean brighten them?
Well, you know the skin under your underarms and also in your groin, for some people it can be darker because it's rubbing constantly against
also,
other bits of skin.
To it.
Yeah, so...
No, but you'd think that would be the other way around then.
Well, some people have quite dark skin there on their underarms naturally.
Okay.
And so they're using this to lighten the skin. So you can either rub halves that absorb into the skin or...
Why does it matter if the skin is darker? Can I ask? Why do we care if the skin is darker?
I think think it's not aesthetically as pleasing. They'd like their armpit skin to be the same colour as the rest of their skin.
Who? I would like someone to tell me if anyone has done this because I want to know the person that has the fucking time for this. Who has the time to rub lemons under their arms because they don't think their armpits are aesthetically pleasing? And I guarantee it is young girls. Women.
Yeah. But they're also mixing...
no man is doing that.
Definitely not. They're also mixing lemon juice with baking soda and you can use that as a deodorant. So it's kind of a natural deodorant alternative.
Okay.
Okay.
That is a bit more useful.
So it's like for odour and skin lightening, both. You know, like when you were a kid, like 12-ish.
Yeah, I used to stick
didn't
in
you
your
put
hair.
Lemon juice in your hair?
Yeah, and I used to sit out
and
in the sun.
And then sit in the sun and think you'd be blonde.
And look in the mirror.
Yeah, think you'd be blonde.
It never worked.
No, I used to do that.
Because it's about
as well.
Pigment.
Yeah, I used to do that too.
Yeah, but then you just, and then your hair's sticky for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you smell a
and
little bit.
Then you
bit.
Go in the pool.
You smell you just... a bit like a lollipop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, hashtag glimmers.
Oh, well, you've got three trends.
I know.
You must have done a lot of rummaging.
It wasn't a lot. I say it was an average, a moderate rummage.
How long do they last?
My rummages.
I can't even imagine you on TikTok.
Well, until I go like,
I can't even imagine
can't
you know where
this.
The search button is for
I
TikTok.
I do. But then after about 10 minutes.
No, whilst you're there,
yeah.
What you could do is actually post something.
No, I don't want to do that.
Oh, no, don't. Let's not.
No.
Let's not do that. Let's leave that to
after
Nicole.
After I'm on there for about 10 minutes, I feel...
dirty.
I just feel wrong. I just feel all kinds of wrong.
Your mind has been invaded with utter shite.
Yes, I feel like I'm rotting my own brain.
You are. Those are the words I use to my 13-year-old all the time when she's on TikTok.
That's correct.
Like, you're actually rotting your big, beautiful, sharp brain. You're rotting it.
And I'm much too old to do that, so I have to stop. Anyway, back to glimmers. Do you know what they are?
I'm much too old. Again.
I'm too old to be on TikTok.
But we are on TikTok.
I know, but we're too old to be on TikTok.
But then when I said to you the other day, would you... Because my daughter asked me not to say something on TikTok.
Yeah.
She didn't want us talking about vaginas on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I thought that was fair enough. And you didn't agree. And you were like, I'll talk about whatever I want on TikTok. I said, well, even if one of your sons asked you not to, and you said, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I stand by that. Can I tell you what a glimmer is?
Oh, yeah.
It's the opposite of a trigger. You know how people are like, oh, I'm like so triggered. Well, it's like, oh my God, it's a hashtag glimmer. So it's a micro moment of happiness experienced in the mundane day to day. It's a bit like an awe moment.
Yeah. We've got to do this as a whole show.
I think it's quite fun.
I think it is really fun.
It encourages people to get creative about how they feel about gratitude, and it shows people being vulnerable and honest about their well-being. And the term apparently was invented by a therapist at Hey Dr. Justine. And the goal is to make you feel better about being imperfect and regulate your nervous system. So on TikTok, people are like, hashtag glimmer, I saw a puppy. Hashtag glimmer, look at this beautiful tree. That sort of thing.
But it is just, again, as all these TikTok trends are, they're just dressed up as something else and put a new language around it. That's all it is. It's just about a moment of joy.
Yeah.
That's
exactly
what it is.
Exactly.
But I don't think that's the opposite of trigger.
That's what they're calling it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a clever name because it's like a glimmer, a moment, a short moment, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
But we all have them. It just gives it a different language. That's all. This new modern, why are you laughing? This
just
new
laughing because I just think it's so tragic that teenagers need a hashtag glimmer to be able to find a moment of joy in their day.
No, but we all had our language when we were their age.
What would we have said?
About that?
Yeah. There was no such thing as hashtag.
No, but we did have our own language.
I don't
like,
know.
You know, when they, for example, when they describe a boy that they think is good looking.
Yeah.
That their language around what we, and our language around it was completely different.
Totally different.
he's Leng or something. Is that what they say?
Leng. Yeah, Leng.
Leng. And I'm like, what? Where does that even come? Leng.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand.
What were you asking Daisy the other day? If, what was the word? And she was like, I don't use that. And you used it wrong. She looked at you like, no, don't ever say that again. It doesn't matter. We're veering off a lot today. I think it's my fault.
Okay. Come on, do the what's going ups.
Right, what is going up? Oh, I like the idea of this. Broth tea bags. I think that's great. They are all the rage in LA.
Yes.
I would totally, totally drink that.
I think they'll be minging.
It's like, but it's just like a broth.
It's like a cup of soup.
Yeah.
Like a chicken flavoured tea bag.
But yeah.
I just think I just can't imagine that tasting good.
But if you're going in expecting a peppermint tea, you will be, oh, do you not like, just back to the fruit again. Do you not like fruit flavoured teas? good. Please, we cleared that up.
What's in the bag? Like, I don't know the answer to that, but I'm just saying, like, imagine.
It's not written on
the script. There's only like.
Try and set me up.
No, there's only a limited number of things you can put in the bag. So it has.
Broth?
No, because it's dry.
But it's not made. I was just about to say, it's not made from leaves.
Right. So what's inside that tea bag that's going to make it taste yummy? Because I'm thinking about a stock cube. It can only be like a sort of crumbly version of stock cube, right? It has to be that sort of vibe.
So I've got this chicken flavour.
Yeah.
Powder.
Right.
And I put it in like certain recipes.
Yeah.
And it just makes
exactly
things a bit more chickeny.
In the yellow box with the red lid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would imagine it's something like that.
But I wouldn't. Would you drink that? I wouldn't drink that.
I actually would drink that. And you know what? I'm not feeling brilliant today. I've got a bit of a cold all of a sudden. So today is the day I would drink it.
Mm.
I actually even bought a tea bag with me.
Did you? Is it a bone broth tea bag?
I would like a bone broth tea bag.
It's not even broth though, is it? It's broth. It's just broth. I just don't feel like
there's... It wouldn't be bone broth.
No.
But I think it's probably artificial.
That's what I mean. I don't feel like there's any goodness in it. And when I think of like broth, I think of all the goodness from...
coming from the bones.
When I make a chicken soup.
Yes, yeah. I agree with you. But you know, the green teas that we drink, is there any goodness in that?
I don't know.
We don't know, do we? And also, like the matcha guys, I remember them saying, like, if you put matcha in a tea bag, don't drink it because it's very artificial and it's not the real stuff.
And I feel like this is going to be the same.
Yeah, you're probably right. Now that we've analysed it to death, now I don't want one. Flare spreading. Oh, my God. I am having such a problem with jeans.
Oh, my God. Me too.
So having the widest trousers on the fro is the new status symbol.
There's all these photos of, and they are not women, they are men sitting on the front row at fashion weeks with, when I say they're using their flares to manspread. Their trousers are so wide. The photo I saw last night
was
Justin Timberlake. His flares were like 6 foot wide. So he's taking up so much space. And this apparently is the new status symbol. How wide can you go with your flares?
So I went to the denim department in Selfridges on Saturday night with my husband to find a pair of jeans.
Oh, good luck. That's half a day.
Well, no, because I knew what I wanted.
Okay.
I wanted a certain colour.
Yeah.
I wasn't quite sure on the size and I wanted wide and I wanted high waist. So, you know, it does cut things down. You have to know what you want in there. Otherwise, it's just... Anyway, I tried on about 5 pairs of jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say, the cheapest pair, do you know how much they were?
£200.
£280 were the cheapest pair.
Wow.
Anyway, I tried them all on.
Yeah.
And there was a pair of frame jeans that were over £400.
Were they amazing though?
No, they were not amazing. And I came out of that change room and I said, you know what, Adam? I actually prefer my Zara ones on me. They are more flattering. They are £35. And I asked my dad, because my dad used to be in fabrics. He was a fabric manufacturer. Oh, there's a tongue twister. And he said, let me tell you something. Denim is denim.
Yeah.
You cannot replace denim for other denim that is better quality than the other denim. It's not a thing. And I said, well, what about the wash? He said, they're all washed the same way. Denim is denim. So... even when you're going in, okay, they might have more elastic in
more
them.
More stretch.
Yeah. But you are paying for the name. You're paying for, this is what he said. You pay for the name, you're paying for the cut, and you're paying for the shipping costs.
I totally agree.
And also, Zara are so on trend. And I feel like the shapes of jeans are changing so rapidly. So rapidly that why would you go and spend £400 on a pair of jeans when Zara and probably River Island are doing them just as well?
When I say I have done the research on this, I have lived flared jeans for the last 2 weeks. I've also been obsessed with trying to buy a pair of flared jeans. I own a pair. They are.
But there's different because there's like the boot cut.
Yes.
Then there's the flare.
Skinny with the flare at the end. Wide. Then there's a wide, yes.
They are all different.
But I know what
can't
I wanted.
Do the boot cut again. I did it first time around.
No, I can't. But the pair I own, which still fit me and are great, I got them when I had Zach. He's 17. I was like, I think it's time for a new pair. I ordered, I'm not joking because I counted them, 11 pairs because I had to order in some brands a size 8 and in other brands a size 12.
Yeah.
So I have now tried on 8s, 10s and 12s.
Yeah.
I've tried Zara, ASOS, H&M, Other Stories, M&S. I sent them all back. And I decided...
Sorry, when are you doing all this? Because
in the last 2 weeks.
Right, well, hold on. I've spent every day with you in the last 2 weeks. There's been no mention of jeans. I'm having the same problem.
But you didn't mention that you were looking for jeans. We've just been simultaneously having the same issue, but not discussing it.
Not sharing it
with
one
another. I don't understand. I mean, we share everything. How have we not shared our flared jeans struggle? But I've solved it for myself because I've ended up with a pair from Other Stories. They were not cheap compared to the H&M ones, which were my second choice. They were £15 and the ones I've ended up with were £70, but they are exactly what I wanted.
I think £70 is okay for a pair of jeans. I think that's more than acceptable.
And if I'm only going to buy one pair every 17 years.
I'm going back into Zara.
Yeah.
And you know what? Because I've actually got a pair of flared, very high-waisted,
yes, I know
very
the ones.
Dark blue wash.
Yeah.
But they're like more my smart jeans. So yeah. I just wanted it in a lighter. And they're slightly too short. That's the only problem with them. They are my favourite jeans. Okay. And they are the most flattering.
So just get them in another colour.
And they were literally £30.
Yeah, that's good. The Zara, for some reason, Zara ones weren't doing it for me. But I'm happy with what I've got. We've solved the problem. You're going to get your Zaras. I've resolved mine. We're done.
Yeah, don't spend money on these jeans. It's ridiculous. Workouts, that's also going up. Sportswear shops that are part retail, part workout studios. Yes, I have seen this movement.
It's a big new movement.
It's a big new movement. Gymshark, Under Armour, Selfridges, Nike, they are all in. Sweaty Betty does it in some stores as well.
Do they?
They have like a workout studio in the basement. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lululemon don't seem to be doing it.
I think it's going to happen more and more and more. So they're selling the
stuff and they're
doing the classes.
But there's this place, One Rebel, in St. John's Wood, which I always walk past and I have never been in. And I think it's whatever, it's an exercise place.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a shop upstairs.
Okay.
So I think some of these studios are just putting shops in as
well. Yeah. Well, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
You've got a captive audience in there, right?
Captive audience.
Mm-hmm.
Look at us agreeing on everything today.
One last thing.
Yeah.
Book recommendation of the week.
What are you reading this week, Lauren?
I'm reading a book called Have You Tried This?
Oh, yeah. What's it about?
It's about self-care.
Oh, yeah. You're reading a book about self-care.
Yeah, it's about self-care and wellness. And it's all the practices in there are completely free.
Oh, and that's a really good idea, actually. Because, you know, sometimes I just think the wellness world can really be very expensive and very elitist.
Well, here's the book. It's a one-stop shop to wellness. The authors, don't know if you've heard of them, they're first-time authors, are called Nicole Goodman and Laura Mishcon.
Yeah, the name rings a bell.
That's my book of the week.
And if you would like a copy, the link on Amazon, just scroll down, it's in our show notes, and you can get it now. Publication day was yesterday.
Yes!
So it's now officially available.
It's out in the world.
I actually feel sick. Because people are going to start reviewing it and...
Well, they have. The Irish Independent have already reviewed it.
They have. It was actually a nice review.
It was. It was a lovely review.
Thank God. And then it suddenly dawned on me that, oh my God.
Actual strangers are actually reading our actual book.
And reviewing it.
Yeah.
And have thoughts about it.
It made me feel slightly sick.
I feel more than slightly sick. It's so weird. It's so weird because people say to me, but you talk all the time on the podcast. Why is it different? It's just different. It's more permanent.
Also, like, I've never heard an author go, oh my God, my book's out in the world and other people will read it. They just seem to like write a book and put it out there.
I bet they don't.
Have no feelings about it. I feel like we're the only people who talk about this.
Well, we have a podcast. It helps. We have to talk about it. It helps.
Yeah, it's true.
We're not the only people that have a feeling about it, though.
Maybe we're the only people that express it.
Maybe we should ask other authors.
Maybe we should.
Maybe we should have done that a long time
ago.
Maybe it's too late. Anyway, we will be back on Monday with some more self-care. Look after yourselves. Have a good weekend. Go scroll down, go find the link and go buy our book.
Bye-bye.